KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports this morning, the 2021 Drake Relays will be welcoming spectators 1 year following postponement due to the global pandemic. Strict COVID-19 protocols, including socially distanced seating and a mask mandate, will be enforced during the 111th edition of America's Athletic Classic, which will be held April 22nd through the 24th at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. Ticket holders who deferred or donated their 2020 tickets will receive notice by email of their seating options beginning on Tuesday. Ticket packages and single-session tickets will then go on sale by email offer to previous all-session and single-session ticket holders beginning Tuesday, April 13th, followed by remaining tickets becoming available for purchase by the public. This year's Drake Relays will feature an elite division, university division, a college division, high school division, and a 4x100-meter relay event for middle schools. And also of note, the World Athletics Continental Tour has designated the Drake Relays as a silver-level event, one of only two meets in the United States to earn that type of status. That means the Drake Relays are a critical stop for athletes beginning their quest to qualify for the 2020-21 Olympic Games in Tokyo. In baseball news, the Washington Nationals general manager Mike Rizzo says a player for the team has tested positive for COVID-19. Rizzo says four teammates and a staff member have been quarantined on the eve of the start of the regular season after contact tracing. The club is scheduled to host the New York Mets tonight for opening day. Rizzo said the players involved will not be available to play in that game. George Springer's Toronto Blue Jays debut will be delayed while he starts the season on the injured list with a strained oblique muscle. Springer left the Houston Astros to sign a $150 million six-year contract with the Blue Jays. The Royals will be without off-injured Kansas City shortstop Adalberto Mondesi, who will begin the season on the injured list with a right oblique strain for their season opener against the Rangers. The Chicago Cubs have agreed to a one-year deal with catcher Tony Walters, and they designated right-hander James Norwood for assignment. Also, Marlins Park will be renamed Lone Depot Park in a multi-year naming rights agreement. That deal provides additional revenue for the Marlins, who have operated with budget constraints for us and a small payroll for most of their history. A bat that Lou Gehrig used late in his career in the original home plate from Yankee Stadium when it opened in 1923 are among the items up for bidding in an online auction this week. SCP Auction said the Gehrig bat dates to 1938, his next to last season in the majors, and home plate is from the original Yankee Stadium in the year the team won its first World Series championship. Spectators will be allowed in Major League ballparks when the season opens up today. Attendance will be limited. All 30 teams are scheduled to play today. And here's a look at today's opening day schedule. In the National League, the Cardinals are on the road. They'll play the Reds in Cincinnati this afternoon. And we'll have that game for you here on the radio as we'll be bringing you Cardinal baseball all season long. We'll have it for you live today at 2:15. That's the pregame start time, 3:10 Central Time. That's the first pitch this afternoon. Cards and the Reds this afternoon here on the radio. Also today in the National League, Pittsburgh is at Chicago, Atlanta at Philadelphia. The Dodgers are in Colorado, Arizona's at San Diego. Tonight in the National League, the Mets are in Washington. San Francisco is at Seattle. That's an interleague contest. Also in the American League, Texas is at Kansas City here this evening. This afternoon, the Royals and the Rangers will get started at 3:10 this afternoon. Also, Toronto is at the Yankees, Baltimore at Boston, Cleveland at Detroit, Chicago White Sox are at the LA Angels, and Houston is at Oakland tonight. In interleague action, again, San Francisco at Seattle, Minnesota at Milwaukee, Tampa Bay at Miami. UConn star Paige Beckers is the first freshman ever to win the Associated Press Women's Basketball Player of the Year. Beckers received 21 votes from the 30-member national media panel that chooses the weekly AP Top 25. Dana Evans of Louisville was second with 4 votes. Maryland coach Brenda Fries is the Associated Press Women's Basketball Coach of the Year for the second time in her career. Well, UConn sophomore James Bocknight has announced his intention to enter the NBA draft. He averaged almost 19 points a game this season, but played in just 15 games, missing 8 of them after undergoing elbow surgery in early January. He struggled in his final 3 games and made just 6 of 16 shots, and the Huskies lost to Maryland in the opening round of the NCAA tournament. Forward Omar Payne entered the transfer portal Tuesday and became the 5th player to leave coach Mike White's Florida program since the end of the season. Payne joined shooting guard Noah Locke, backup point guard Kes Oliver, and reserve forward Osei Osifu in looking to play elsewhere next season. Star point guard and leading scorer Trey Mann entered the NBA draft with plans of hiring an agent. That means Mann has no intention of returning to school for his junior season. The Supreme Court heard arguments Wednesday in a dispute over NCAA rules limiting education-related compensation for college athletes. Under the current rules, students cannot be paid, and the scholarship money colleges can offer is capped at the cost of attending the school. A ruling for the former players would not necessarily mean an immediate infusion of cash to current college athletes. It would mean that the NCAA could not bar schools from sweetening their offers to Division I basketball and football athletes with additional education-related benefits. Individual athletic conferences could still set their own limits. Iowa defensive tackle Davion Nixon says he was honored to be invited to the NFL Scouting Combine, even though the event is not being held this year due to COVID. Nixon opted for the NFL draft after a breakout season in which he was named the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year.
It actually meant a lot, you know, to be able to, like, being invited to the Combine. It's like, you're one of those guys that showed out, you know, you're one of those guys that stood out over every college player in college football. So it's a great feeling to be able to be, you know, invited to the Combine.
Nixon took part in Iowa's Pro Day last week and says he's willing to play anywhere on the defensive line.
You know, I've been been doing both of them now, so I can play those two gaps, or I can play that one gap and shoot up the gap if need be. You know, I have the speed and the strength for it. So, you know, right now I'm just waiting to see what team deems me necessary to fit into their scheme.
Nixon led the Big Ten in tackles for loss and finished second in sacks.
I wasn't really, like, shooting for any numbers, just kind of playing just to win. And so, like, if I'm able to go out in the NFL next year and produce those same numbers, probably even bigger numbers, you know, that'll be great for me.
Nixon says he never lost confidence, even though it took him a few years to get on the field for the Hawkeyes.
There's never been a doubt in my mind about my athletic ability, about my play style, and how I can make a change on the team and make a team different and better. And so just really just staying the course and just waiting on my turn. You know, we have some great guys in front of me, Cedric Lattimore, Sam Brings, you know, and just waiting my turn, basically. And when it's my time to show, my time to shine, I just go out and do what I need to do, so that way I get the production I need done.
The NFL draft is coming up later this month. The Seattle Seahawks and veteran wide receiver Tyler Lockett have agreed to a four-year contract extension, including a $37 million guarantee. That deal locks up Russell Wilson's favorite target for the foreseeable future and will likely help Seattle in its attempts to ease a salary cap crunch for the 2021 season. Lockett's current contract was set to expire after this season and carried a salary cap charge of just under $15 million. The NFL has plans to eliminate some restrictions from its current COVID-19 protocols for vaccinated players, coaches, and personnel, such as the need to participate in daily testing, quarantine periods due to close contact with an infected individual, or refraining from social gatherings among other vaccinated individuals. And the Los Angeles County Sheriff says detectives have determined what caused Tiger Woods to crash his SUV last month in Southern California, but they won't release details. They cite unspecified privacy concerns for the golf star. Woods suffered serious injuries in the February 23rd crash just outside Los Angeles. He's in Florida recovering from multiple surgeries. Sheriff Alex Villanueva on Wednesday said detectives have determined what caused the collision, but they claimed investigators need permission from Woods, who previously named his yacht Privacy, to release information about the crash. A police expert refuted Villanueva's privacy claims. That's Check of Sports here this morning.